AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we have a full boat, or almost a full boat, here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line. Under Sheriff John Kelch, Police Officer Dominic Fortherms, Lions Club member Gary Post, all joining us to talk about bell ringing activities tomorrow.
Yeah, raising money for the Salvation Army. Dominic, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ron, Chuck.
And Gary, how are you, my friend?
Wonderful, sir, and good day to you.
Well, we're glad to have you all three in, and we're very pleased to be highlighting the work that you're doing here for the Salvation Army of Emporia tomorrow with Badges United and the Lions Club ringing bells in the afternoon. So, John, from your perspective here, as we take a look ahead to tomorrow, why is this such a meaningful event here for you? What do you see kind of on a holiday basis that makes this so meaningful for you?
Well, excuse me. First of all, gives us an opportunity with all the organizations, the first responders, to interact with the public in a very positive way. It's great for me personally to see all the people that I've known for a number of years come out. Hopefully they'll come visit, and particularly the kids. And I really would like to see us do well, as well as the Lions Club tomorrow, to get the Salvation Army back on track with their budget. So I challenge people either come out and see us or maybe come up with an innovative way if you want to match maybe what any of the bell ringers kettles get at each location. But we really need to boost that because that does mean a lot to people that are not as fortunate.
Dominic, from your perspective here, what do you see here? You know, the holidays are always a time about giving, and specifically for those who are not as fortunate as a lot of us here. But what do you see here? As far as the need and really the heartwarming side of things, like what you're going to be doing tomorrow morning?
You know, I think, you know, if you are a fortunate person, you have the ability to give back to the less fortunate over the holiday season. This is a great way to do that. You know, and over the years, you know, I think as inflation's gone up and things have happened this year, more people are in need. And if this is the one thing you want to donate to, you know, be it the Badges United, the Lions Club, or just going out to any of the bell ringers or any of the charities, I think this is a great way and should make you feel good for giving back to your community and helping others. I mean, just the donation and the charity that people show is great.
Well, we've got law enforcement involved, sheriffs, police, and fire departments. So where will you all be? John, where will you be ringing the bell tomorrow?
We're at the market side of Walmart at that entrance. Dominic, where are you guys at? And that would leave the fire department at the other location.
I believe we're at Bluestem tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'd leave the fire department at the
pharmacy
north
side.
Entrance. At,
okay.
Yeah, on the pharmacy side at Walmart.
And you guys will start, what, John, at 8?
8 o'clock until noon. I've got the 8 to 10 with some of our other staff, and then the sheriff will be there from 10 until noon along with some other sheriff's office staff.
That's 2-hour shifts, way to go, way to get after it.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad. And then afterward, we mentioned here that the Emporia Lions Club will be on, and Gary Post will bring you in here. Gary, what is the Lions Club's role going to be here for folks that haven't heard as we've talked about this week?
Well, the motto for the Lions Club is "We Serve," and the tagline is "Where there's a need, there's a lion," and there's certainly a need, and I certainly have some lions lined up, 15 of them, in fact, to cover the afternoon at North and South Door Walmart and Bluestem until 6 o'clock. So we're looking forward to it. You keep changing your weather forecast on me, Chuck, but I think it's going to be pretty tolerable. So I think we can handle it.
Mid-40s and a little breezy. I think that's that's starting to lock in right now.
Good deal.
Yeah, thank him now.
Otherwise, you'll get the fog later, like we're saying this morning.
Well, do you have some matching money in play tomorrow, Gary?
We certainly do. The Emporia Lions Club For a number of years, we did a $500 match, and the last couple of years, we've been able to boost that up to a $1,000 match, and we haven't been disappointed. We've always come up with that and more, so we will match the first $1,000 in this 132-year-old campaign for the Salvation Army.
Gary, this is clearly it's a major event. It's a heartwarming event for you. From past experience, what have you seen here from, you know, we talk about those that are less fortunate, those that are receiving and why this is so important, but talk about your interactions that you have at the Kettles with the people that are donating.
Well, it's pretty neat. Somebody will come up with their children, and their mom's digging in her purse to dig out some pennies and or nickels or dimes or quarters or dollar bills, and then the kids want to take a turn ringing that bell, and we do have a Pooh Bear to assist with that also, and so it's just a pretty neat experience.
I don't know, and hopefully you got a good bell. I think Chuck and I about wore ours out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
On a Saturday, but we certainly encourage people to drop by and participate and a chat with local law enforcement and also the Emporia Lions Club, all doing great work. So how long are you going to be out there, Gary?
We'll be out there from noon until 6 at Walmart and noon until 5:30 until Blue Stem closes.
Outstanding. Well, is there anything else, guys, that you wanted to bring up here as before we wrap things up and you know, get from our side of things, from the preview to the review coverage here for Saturday? Dominic, anything else you wanted to bring up here or any other, prompts that you wanted to give to the community to donate tomorrow?
Nice. If you got spare change in your pocket or a couple extra dollar bills lying around, if you could go to Walmart or Blue Stem and give the Salvation Army any time tomorrow. I mean, all the causes are great, you know, from the Lions Club to the Badges United, you know, come out and donate.
Outstanding. John, how about you?
I would echo what Dominic said, and I think probably both the PD and us will be on social media to help you to remember about it tomorrow. Kind of a prompt, so if you open one of those social media apps or whatever, you may see us either live or at least a post that we're there reminding you that of this good cause.
All right, and Gary, what about you?
This campaign runs just a few weeks, but the need is there year-round, so kind of keep that in mind. You can also contribute online, and the money collected here locally stays local, so that's pretty important, too, to the community. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. Lions is so proud to be part of this project with law enforcement and fire, and just really appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you all for all you
thank
are
you
doing. Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club, Lyon County Under Sheriff John Kelsch, and with the Emporia Police Department, Dominic Vortherms. Gentlemen, thanks and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much for KVOE highlighting this community event.
You betcha. Dominic, take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Gary, happy holidays.
Thank you, sir, and have a Wonder Bear Day.
Wonder Bear. We'll have a Wonder Bear Day. That's what we're going to do here, Chuck.
I like that.
Let's go ahead and do that. So that is our Newsmaker 2 segment on a Friday, Chuck Samples.
Yes, sir. Monday, we will have members of the First Church of the Nazarene talking about their live nativity next weekend, December 15th through the 16th. Plus, we'll also get a quick preview of their 100th anniversary celebration in early January. So that's Monday's Newsmakers 2 segment at 8:20.
Now, if you've not been to the Church of the Nazarene live nativity, it is spectacular.
It is cool.
It really is. So this will be going on December 15th and 16th. And that will be the topic for our Newsmaker 2, as Chuck mentioned, on Monday. So please tune in for that. And schedule a stop.
Yes, please do.
There. A lot goes into that one, I'll tell you.
Yes, indeed.
KVOE Live and local into a Friday morning fog and 42 degrees. It's 8:40.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. New numbers this morning on jobless claims in the U.S.
This critical report from the Labor Department shows that American employers are still hiring.